This is The Conviction Play, IDEXX Laboratories, Veterinary Diagnostics. Number 4 in our Exceptional Company series, the businesses are Framework Grades Exceptional. IDEXX places diagnostic instruments in veterinary clinics at close to cost. The machine is the least profitable thing it sells. Every blood panel, urinalysis, and rapid test the machine runs afterwards consumes IDEXX consumables, so 79% of revenue is recurring, and scales with how often vets test, not with how many machines ship. The lock-in is the workflow. A clinic that retrains its staff around one system rarely switches. Earnings have compounded at 18.8% for 12 years, rising in 90% of comparisons, 9 years in 10, on a worse drawdown of just 10%. That is what we mean by a structural compounder. The maker of the VetLab point-of-care analyzers and SNAP rapid test kits veterinary clinics use for in-house blood work, plus its own reference laboratory network for tests a clinic's own machine can't run. Why the economics are exceptional. The analyzer is the loss leader. IDEXX prices instrument placements to win the counter space in a veterinary practice, then earns its margin on everything that machine consumes for as long as it sits there. By the company's own financial year, 2025 accounting, recurring revenue was 79% of the total. The switching cost is a retrained workflow. A practice that adopts VetLab has retrained its technicians, built appointment flow around in-house turnaround times, and often wired results into IDEXX's cloud record system. Moving to a rival analyzer means retraining staff and replumbing software, friction most small practices have no appetite for. A second, quieter moat. For tests, a clinic cannot run itself. Turnaround speed is the product, and speed is a function of laboratory density and courier logistics, infrastructure that takes years to build and is not undercut by a better analyzer alone. The honest risk. Mars owns roughly 2,500 veterinary clinics and Antech, a rival diagnostics network. In every clinic Mars owns, the company choosing the equipment also owns a competitor, a structural conflict, not a hypothetical one. Three numbers to take away. Over 12 years, earnings per share compounded at 18.8% a year. 90% of the year-on-year comparisons were up. The worst fall in earnings was 10%. The written profile of IDEXX Laboratories is on the site, and it goes further than this. The 12-year earnings record as a chart, the figures behind every claim you have just heard, and the sources for all of them. It is free, with no email address and no paywall. The Exceptional Company series also covers Intuitive Surgical, Microsoft, and Netflix. Everything we publish is at theconvictionplay.com, and the recordings are collected there under Listen. A note before we finish. This episode is narrated by a synthetic voice, not by the author. This is an assessment of business quality. It is not a valuation, not a price target, and not a recommendation to buy or sell anything. A company can be exceptional and still be expensive. The Conviction Play publishes general commentary for information only. It is not investment advice, and it is not a personal recommendation. Capital is at risk, and the value of investments can fall as well as rise. This assessment reflects what was known on the date of recording, and nothing in it updates itself. That was IDEXX Laboratories, number 4 in the Exceptional Company series, from The Conviction Play. Thank you for listening.